Well, today the scribes and Pharisees are complaining that Jesus is so welcoming towards sinners that he even eats with them, with these tax collectors and women of ill repute. But it says they were drawn to the Lord. It says the Lord was speaking and teaching. And it says tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. The Lord is the refuge of sinners, one of Our Lady's titles as well, that these sinners saw in the Lord somebody who was so compassionate, so forgiving, so welcoming, and that the Lord would bring about their conversion. And the scribes and Pharisees were complaining. They were the self-righteous ones. And so the Lord addressed two parables. The one, the parable of the lost sheep, how the good shepherd will go out and search diligently to find that lost sheep and to bring that sheep back into the fold, even placing it on its shoulders. And he comes back to his family and friends and says, "Rejoice with me. We're going to have rack of lamb tonight." No, I'm just joking. He says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep." And Jesus says, "I'll tell you, there is more joy in heaven over one true conversion, one person who truly repents of their sins, who is sorry, who goes to confession, than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance." And it just reminds us so much of the importance of repentance and confession and conversion, of being sorry. It gives joy to the angels and saints when people repent and change their life and come back to God, versus self-righteous people who feel they don't need to repent. And then the woman with the 10 coins, usually the 10 coins were placed on a necklace, or it was often worn around the neck or as a headband, and it would be a wedding gift. So to lose one of those coins would be like losing a wedding ring, or a diamond on a wedding ring. It's something that had not only monetarily valuable, but is also very sentimentally valuable. That's why she searches diligently to find that lost coin. She even calls her friends in and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found the lost coin." And again, Jesus says, there's more joy in heaven among the angels of God when a sinner repents. Now, today is November 7th. Today will one day be the feast day of Frank Duff, the founder of A Legion of Mary. Frank Duff died on November 7th of 1980. And in my opinion, he was the greatest lay apostle of the 20th century. He would go out after the lost sheep. Back in the 1920s, when he founded the Legion of Mary, he and some other of the women legionaries would go out into the red light district to meet with the prostitutes and try to convert them. And one by one, they would bring the women off the streets, take them to shelters and retreat centers, have them go on retreat, and then get back to a normal life. And within 4 years, Frank Duff and the Legion was able to close down an entire red light district. This red light district had been operating for hundreds of years in that part of Dublin. It was called Bentley Place. And there is an amazing book of Frank Duff's sort of his work in the street rescue work of getting these women of the streets converted and off the streets. And it's one of the greatest books you'll ever read. You won't be able to put it down. It's called Miracles on Tap. Miracles on Tap by Frank Duff. And he, like today's gospel, was that shepherd who would go out after the lost sheep. And they would restore these women to their homes, to their families. They would get them to confession. And it's amazing that within 4 years, they would completely shut down this district, which had been an area of vice and sin and immorality and alcohol and drugs and prostitution for, again, over hundreds of years. So he was very similar to what the Lord says in today's gospel, searching for that lost sheep and that lost coin, and rejoicing when these women were converted back to the faith. And I would encourage you to learn about the life of Frank Duff. He is now a servant of God, so he's on his way towards being venerable and then being beatified. And just to mention that he was born in 1889 on June 7th. He's one of seven children. He joined the St. Vincent de Paul Society in 1913, and that's when he got his great love for the poor and for the homeless and for the destitute. And then he read De Montfort's True Devotion in 1917. That brought about a really deepening of his spiritual life. Then he was the founder of the Legion of Mary in 1921, and he helped to guide the organization until his death in 1980, and it grew to over 3 million active members and about 15 million praying members. The church honored him in 1965 by inviting him to Vatican II, and he was one of the few lay observers of Vatican II. And when he was introduced for the 2,500 bishops of the world, rose and gave him a standing ovation because of what the Legion has done in their diocese since 1921. Frank Duff never married. He always remained single, celibate for the kingdom of God and spreading the faith. In fact, someone once asked him why he didn't marry. He said, "Why should I make one woman miserable when I can keep a half a dozen waiting in hopeful expectation?" He had a wonderful sense of humor. He was thoroughly Irish with his love of music and humor, but deep holiness, daily Mass, daily Holy Communion, daily Rosary, and a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament every day. And he prayed the Divine Office as well. And so I encourage you to get to know him, because he is really one of the greatest laymen in the history of the Church. And his organization, the Legion of Mary, continues to grow throughout the world, in almost every country of the world, helping members become holy and helping to save souls.